T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen Tennant in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 646 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Three. Basketball, Kansas 59, Kansas State 41. Tonight, Houston at Wichita State.
Two.
Governor wants vaccination priority for Kansas teachers and school staff.
One.
Radio talk host Rush Limbaugh dead after a battle with lung cancer. He was 70. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The roadway's looking to be in decent conditions out there, but just because things are a little bit better doesn't necessarily mean that they're any safer out there. We did have quite a bit of melting yesterday due to some sunshine out there, and that can easily refreeze in temperatures like we have right now. So I think you could still easily find slick spots out there on the roadways. A good idea to be careful once again today. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 24 degrees. Cloudy and cold tonight, the overnight low 6. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 30 degrees.
Balmy.
Wow.
Wow.
Now partly cloudy. North wind at 7 miles per hour and 8 degrees. A study explores what cars men and women prefer and what that means for crash safety.
This is House Call for Health. A new study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety suggests women are more likely than men to be hurt in a car crash, but not because of their gender, because of the vehicle they might be driving.
Men are more likely to drive pickup trucks. Women are more likely to drive passenger cars. But even within the same vehicle type, like, say, for example, SUVs, women are more likely to drive smaller, lighter ones, while men are more likely to drive bigger, heavier ones. And all of those things can influence injury risk.
That's Jessica Jermakian, the Vice President of Vehicle Research for the Institute. Men crashed in pickups 20% of the time compared to just 5% of women. When it came to cars, however, 70% of the crashes involved women compared to 60% men. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks edged mostly lower on Wall Street Wednesday as losses by technology and industrial sector companies offset gains in other parts of the market. S&P edged down 1 point, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ closed down 82. The Dow closed up by 90 points, going the other way.
Wow.
Federal agents have seized more than 10 million fake N95 masks in recent weeks. It's the result of an ongoing investigation into counterfeits sold in at least 5 states to hospitals, medical facilities, and government agencies.
God.
Homeland Security agents intercepted hundreds of thousands of counterfeit 3M masks in an East Coast warehouse that were set to be distributed. Officials are encouraging medical workers and companies to go to 3M's website for tips on how to spot fakes. I wonder what makes them fakes. When it's made out of something that's...
Well, it's something that's lighter or less expensive to make. And
not as protective.
They're the gold standard.
So. All right. Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, is with us this morning. And he's talking about preparing for that newborn.
Yeah, no, I have no announcements to make.
Yeah, what's going on, Chief?
But, you know, expectant parents have much to prepare for the arrival of their new baby, including their finances. The financial impact of a new baby is significant, and there are steps that new parents can take to feel prepared to support their growing family. Now, waiting for the arrival of a new baby is an exciting yet stressful time for parents, and planning is critical. Of course, your certified financial planner can help new parents manage financial stressors to help, feel prepared for the birth. Here are some tips for expectant parents to strengthen their finances while waiting for their newest addition. First of all, you want to proactively add new necessities to your pre-baby budget. Reevaluate your budget and prepare to accommodate new necessities, from diapers to bottles and childcare. Incorporating these costs into your budget now can help you make necessary adjustments to your spending and your saving. Establish an emergency fund. Unexpected costs will undoubtedly arise before or after the baby's arrival. If you don't already have one, start an emergency fund to feel more prepared. If you don't have a fund, consider periodic contributions to an account for your family's growing needs. Consider new insurance needs. Newly expectant parents should review health insurance to gauge prenatal coverage and determine all of the out-of-pocket expenses they may accompany, prenatal care and ultimately delivery. After the baby arrives, you may see an increase in insurance premiums as well as possible changes to deductibles. Prepare for the impact on employment. Check your employer's policies and state laws to determine paid family leave that you're eligible for. Parents should also prepare for the impact of annual earnings if possible changes to merit bonuses and a commission. Now, if you need more details on the steps for expected parents, things that you should take to prepare financially, go to letsmakeaplan.org. Once again, letsmakeaplan.org. It's part of the CFP organization. Or you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I'll tell you what, Rush Limbaugh had an impact on radio, especially AM and then FM radio. When he got on the air there and got his syndicated program going, which has been on, we were one of the first stations, KNSS, to sign him up. I don't know what the exact date was.
I didn't work directly with him, but when I was in TV in Sacramento, California, before he was syndicated at KFBK, which was owned by the same station group, he was able to, I met him a number of times way back when he was, before he became syndicated, because he was syndicated out of Sacramento initially and then went national from there.
I was going to ask you about that because I knew you were from Sacramento and worked there, whether you crossed paths with Rush out there.
I was at Cal State, and I had a very, very far, far left liberal professor who also had a radio show that followed Rush Limbaugh.
Really?
So they were nothing but on each other's. They were a couple of bulls.
Oh, I'll bet.
Just
going at
banging
it.
Into each other all the time.
That's what it's all about. You know, that was all made possible when the FCC relaxed their fairness doctrine.
Yeah.
Fairness doctrine. When I started in radio, if you were going to have opinions, you better have somebody on to counterbalance that.
Yeah. Yeah,
they wanted the equal. That went away, and all of a sudden, opened up all kinds of possibilities.
I'm sure that there was a big switch in audience share between between the two.
Rush, of course. If you haven't heard, you're just getting up.
I don't know. People used to like to hear different viewpoints. They don't seem to anymore.
We seem to sort of cloister in our own little worlds, and what do they say? 60% of people are getting their news from Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is so much of that's phony stuff anyway.
Well, the world has changed, and Rush was there to kind of take advantage of it. No, 600, more than 600 radio stations, pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, probably one of the most successful broadcasters of all time, I bet.
Absolutely, easily. Yeah. National Drink Wine Day.
Oh, I have no problem with that one
just
at
just
all.
A
it's like National Apple Pie Day or something. You know?
A little reminder for you there, Don. Wine does have benefits after all. Moderate drinkers of wine.
Oh, I know. That's why
lower
I
risk of liver
so
disease. Type 2 diabetes, certain kinds of cancers, heart attack and stroke.
Hold it. Lower risk of liver disease? Not at the quantities that most of me and my friends.
Well, then maybe you're drinking way too much, Don.
Perhaps.
It also can reduce the bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol, the HDL.
Yeah.
So, there's some benefits from wine. People have been drinking it all over the world for centuries.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's made in every single state of the United States.
All right. Red Wine Day. Let me see this.
Is it red wine or just wine?
National Drink Wine Day.
Okay.
I guess it's not red wine. You can drink any wine you want, right, Dave? You got your pink, you got your yellow, red, whatever.
Whatever pairs best with ding dongs.
Just don't eat that yellow snow.
We got a wine guy on a weekend, Guy Bauer.
Oh, he's great. He's great. Yeah,
Guy knows all about it.
Oh, that guy, he is encyclopedic when it comes to wine.
He certainly is.
He certainly is. All right, thank you, guys. 6:55, Steve and Ted coming up. Top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted. We'll talk about, tell you about radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh dying. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.